Well, hey, everybody, Pastor Steve here. I hope you had a wonderful Lord's Day worshiping Jesus. If for some reason you were not able to be in worship yesterday, go to our website and watch one of the live streams from our services yesterday. Well, this morning we are wrapping up the book of 1 Corinthians, looking at chapter 16. Tomorrow we'll begin 2 Corinthians, looking at chapter 1. But today, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And in this chapter, Paul mentions the offering that he is collecting from various churches for the saints in Jerusalem. So as Paul was traveling, he was collecting this offering for other believers and for the believers in Jerusalem. And I think this was for multiple reasons. One, they were going through hard times and some poverty, so he really wanted to help them. The other was it would deepen the bond between the Gentile believers and the Jewish believers back in Jerusalem. And so Paul, I think, had multiple motivations for doing this. And so that's what he's talking about here, this offering that he would eventually take to the believers, to the church in the city of Jerusalem. Now, we could talk about patterns of giving. He talks about that in here, but that's not what I want to focus on. What I want to focus on for my devotion that really jumped out at me is verse 9. It's a simple, brief verse, but here's what it says. For a wide door, he says, I'm going to remain, back in verse 8, I'm going to remain in Ephesus, okay? And he spent an extended period of time there. He said, the reason is that a wide door, not a narrow one, big one, wide door for effective service, for effective ministry, not just an opportunity to serve, but to really have an impact. We're seeing results, he said, has opened to me. And there are many adversaries. And as I was reading that, what really jumped out at me is this idea that God gives us great opportunities, whether it's in ministry, as a church, as a pastor, for you as a believer. He gives us opportunities in our careers. He gives us opportunities in life, and they can be wide open. And they can be effective. They can be productive. I mean, great things could happen. We could see good results. But that does not mean there will not be opposition. Does not mean there will be no challenges. That with a wide door of opportunity, it's just easy going and smooth sailing. He says, I've got this big old wide door for ministry, and it's effective. Man, I'm seeing results. And Ephesus became a great church. But he said there are challenges, there's opposition, there are adversaries, and that's how life is. We can choose to do the hard stuff and see really good things happen, or we can choose to always do the easy stuff and live a life of mediocrity. It's true in business, it's true in ministry, it's true in our lives. I just want to encourage you that just because there's a challenge or an opponent or whatever, that doesn't mean it's not of God. The challenge is, well, listen, Satan doesn't want you doing great things for God. And the truth is, there are people, and sometimes even Christians, unfortunately, who knowingly or unknowingly present a challenge because they just don't get it. And so God will give you opportunities for effective service, but don't fall for the lie that because you're doing what God wants and it's a wide door and it can be effective and make a big difference, that'll always be easy. There will sometimes be challenges. And if you're not willing to deal with those, you're never going to do anything great, whether it's in your life, in your career, ministry as a church. If you have to wait till everybody agrees, you're probably never going to do anything significant in life. That's just the way life works. But there's also some other helpful insights here. When you have these opportunities and it can make a profound difference, and yet there are challenges, let others help you. Don't do it alone. Paul really talks about that starting in verse 10 when he and following when he talks about Timothy and Apollos, and he really brags on this Stephanus. I don't know who that was, but the household of Stephanus. Paul really brags on that person. They're in verse 17, not only Stephanus, but Fortunatus, however you say it, Achaeus, whatever that name is. I don't know these. I look forward to meeting these people in heaven. I don't know anything about them but what you read here. But man, in heaven, hey, tell me about what was going on back then. But here are people that Paul was helped by. And then he goes into the greetings. So don't try it by yourself. Do it with others. Let others help you. And sometimes it's okay to get outside help. Okay, it's hard sometimes when you're in the midst of it. You can be. It's like you can be in a fog, and you don't see clearly. And sometimes you need outside help to help you see clearly, to make your way through the challenges and seize the opportunity that comes. You got to keep your heart right. Paul talks about all these greetings at the end of the chapter, and then he says in verse 23, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus." You got to keep your heart right, because if you're not careful when you're dealing with challenges and opposition and on and on, because you're trying to do something great and then there's obstacles, if you're not careful, that can corrupt you. Okay, and it can be very subtle how it sneaks up on you in life. I've had it sneak up on me. And when it does, you got to find a way to work through it and get your heart back right. It's just part of it. And so you're working to do the right thing. You're working to deal with and overcome challenges. And you're working to partner with others so you do it not alone but together. And you're working to keep your heart and your own spirit and your own attitude and mind right. And listen, I'm not insinuating all of that is easy. It's not. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But it's what we've got to do, and here's a formula for how to do it. So I hope you will take this and apply it to your life. When God's opening these doors, there's just beautiful insight here for how to walk through them effectively. I hope that helps you. It's been a blessing to me. Hey, God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow as we begin our journey through the book of 2 Corinthians. God bless you, and you have a good evening, everybody.